Task 2. You are going to listen to a presentation about the architecture of a new museum. First, you will have 45 seconds to study the task below. Then you will hear the recording twice. While listening, answer the questions 1 to 9 using a maximum of 4 words. Write your answers in the spaces provided. The first one, 0, has been done for you. After the second listening, you will have 45 seconds to check your answers.
Originally announced in 2007, the Middle Eastern Louvre Museum has been eagerly anticipated for over a decade and does not disappoint. Extending out into the Persian Gulf, the $650 million museum's key architectural feature is its impressive and intricate dome that seemingly floats above the water. Based on a structural concept by engineer Bureau Happold, the vast dome has a span of 590 feet or 180 meters, and the border which surrounds it measures 1,850 feet or 565 meters. Blurring art and engineering, the dome is perforated to create an internal effect that its architect describes as a rain of light. Despite its simple geometry, the vast dome is an extremely complex structure, constructed from more than 400,000 individual elements. Weighing 12,000 tons, almost as much as the Eiffel Tower, the dome structure is a steel space frame that rests on just 4 supports. To construct the dome, 85 supersized steel elements, each weighing between 50 and 70 tons, were craned into place, supported by nearly 120 temporary towers. These elements were then joined together with steel connectors. Once the structure was complete, the whole dome was lifted off the temporary towers and lowered 15 inches down onto the 4 permanent piers. Creating the museum's rain of light effect was far from easy. The dome's steel structural core is covered with 8 perforated layers of cladding, 4 on top and 4 underneath. These layers are formed from 7,850 aluminium and stainless steel elements in the shape of stars, measuring between 6 and 40 feet wide, around 2 to 13 meters, and weighing up to 1.3 tons. The effect is a seemingly random geometric arrangement. However, the roof's design, the result of years of testing, including a full-size mock-up placed on site, is carefully set up to control the light and temperature conditions of the internal space. As each element is unique, coordination between the fabricators and the contractors had to be extremely well organized. While cranes could be used for the external cladding, the internal installation of the pieces hung from the steel structure had to be installed from scaffolding below. The new Louvre will hold some of the world's most valuable artworks in one of the world's most extreme climates, and its spectacular dome plays an important role in the museum's environmental strategy. Clustered under the dome, 55 individual buildings make up the museum city. 600,000 square feet, around 58,000 square meters of art and exhibition spaces, are arranged in a group of simple geometric forms haphazardly arranged in reference to a traditional city. These buildings are large, high-ceilinged gallery spaces for the display of artwork. These galleries have to adhere to strict international standards protecting artwork. To regulate the amount of daylight entering the galleries, every window and roof light has 3 blinds. These operate automatically and are affected by the time of day, the time of year, and how much daylight is present. With its impressive art, architecture and engineering, the Louvre's desert outpost is set to become a key landmark in Abu Dhabi's latest district. Originally announced in 2007, the Middle Eastern Louvre Museum has been eagerly anticipated for over a decade and does not disappoint. Extending out into the Persian Gulf, the $650 million museum's key architectural feature is its impressive and intricate dome that seemingly floats above the water. Based on a structural concept by engineer Bureau Happold, the vast dome has a span of 590 feet or 180 meters, and the border which surrounds it measures 1,850 feet or 565 meters. Blurring art and engineering, the dome is perforated to create an internal effect that its architect describes as a rain of light. Despite its simple geometry, the vast dome is an extremely complex structure, constructed from more than 400,000 individual elements. Weighing 12,000 tons, almost as much as the Eiffel Tower, the dome structure is a steel space frame that rests on just four supports. To construct the dome, 85 supersized steel elements, each weighing between 50 and 70 tons, were craned into place, supported by nearly 120 temporary towers. These elements were then joined together with steel connectors. Once the structure was complete, the whole dome was lifted off the temporary towers and lowered 15 inches down onto the four permanent piers. Creating the museum's rain of light effect was far from easy. The dome's steel structural core is covered with eight perforated layers of cladding, four on top and four underneath. These layers are formed from 7,850 aluminium and stainless steel elements in the shape of stars, measuring between 6 and 40 feet wide, around 2 to 13 meters, and weighing up to 1.3 tons. The effect is a seemingly random geometric arrangement. However, the roof's design, the result of years of testing, including a full-size mock-up placed on site, is carefully set up to control the light and temperature conditions of the internal space. As each element is unique, coordination between the fabricators and the contractors had to be extremely well organized. While cranes could be used for the external cladding, the internal installation of the pieces hung from the steel structure had to be installed from scaffolding below. The new Louvre will hold some of the world's most valuable artworks in one of the world's most extreme climates, and its spectacular dome plays an important role in the museum's environmental strategy. Clustered under the dome, 55 individual buildings make up the museum city. 600,000 square feet, around 58,000 square meters of art and exhibition spaces, are arranged in a group of simple geometric forms haphazardly arranged in reference to a traditional city. These buildings are large, high-ceilinged gallery spaces for the display of artwork. These galleries have to adhere to strict international standards protecting artwork. To regulate the amount of daylight entering the galleries, every window and roof light has three blinds. These operate automatically and are affected by the time of day, the time of year, and how much daylight is present. With its impressive art, architecture, and engineering, the Louvre's desert outpost is set to become a key landmark in Abu Dhabi's latest district.